I join my fellow MTF co-chairs in thanking everyone in Singapore for your cooperation throughout this stabilization phase. Through our collective efforts, we are now able to exit the stabilization phase and continue our transition to living with COVID-19. So the key move we are making today is to increase the group size for social gatherings from 2 persons to 5 persons. And that means that every household can receive up to 5 distinct visitors a day. It means that up to 5 vaccinated persons can dine together in F&B outlets from the 22nd of November or next Monday. The dining rules will apply a day later to hawker centres and coffee shops, to a selected group of hawker centres and coffee shops. And that's because we have explained the need to put in place the proper control systems in these settings. So the first batch of hawker centres and coffee shops will be able to do so from the 23rd of November onwards. And subsequently, other hawker centres and coffee shops will join them through the next few weeks. So for hawker centres and coffee shops, they will be able to also have 5 persons dining so long as the control systems are properly in place. With this move to exit the stabilization phase, we will correspondingly taper down the support measures from the government at the same time. I know many are keen to go out and meet with their family and friends and dine together in a larger group. I just want to remind everyone to stay disciplined and to exercise caution and restraint. We know that with this easing, there will inevitably be more social interactions, and we are bound to see more infections. If we are careful and we continue to comply with all the prevailing safe management measures, we should be able to cope with the increase in infections. Conversely, if we seek to push the limits, let our guard down, we will spark a resurgence of cases which can very quickly overwhelm our hospital system yet again. We are trying very hard to avoid such a scenario, and that's why we are moving incrementally and easing in small steps. So we take one move, we did a week ago, we ease a little, we watch the situation, it's stable, and we make another move, which we will do from next Monday onwards, and then we continue to watch the situation to ensure it's stable before we make yet another move. Of course, as we move in this stepwise manner, we want to ensure that our hospital systems remain protected and not get overwhelmed. As a last resort, if this were to happen, we cannot rule out further tapping of the brakes. And you see this happening right now in some European countries which have gone back to partial lockdowns. We will try our very best to avoid having to throttle back any measures or to avoid reversal of our moves toward easing. But we need everyone's cooperation to ensure that we can continue to move forward in a steady manner. And you will notice that in this round, we have deliberately focused the easing measures on just one key parameter, which is to move from 2 persons to 5 persons. And we are doing this together with further tightening of our vaccination-differentiated safe management measures. There have been requests for other moves to ease in other areas, for example, to relax capacity limits for attractions, for malls, and to ease restrictions in workplaces. Whole range of other areas where we could also relax the measures further, but we've decided to hold all of these back. So just make one move next Monday, 2 to 5 persons. Everything else we are holding back for the time being. And again, this is part of our incremental approach. So we will monitor the situation over the next few weeks, and if the overall situation remains stable, our healthcare system remains stable, we can consider the next series of moves, say around end of December. So I'd like to seek everyone's cooperation for this incremental step-by-step approach in easing our measures and moving toward COVID resilience. It's not a big bang approach. This approach will require all of us to be patient, to be disciplined, and to exercise social responsibility. But we are confident that this approach in the longer term will yield better results, will minimize casualties, and will, importantly, allow us steady progress toward becoming a COVID-resilient nation. Thank you.